We're learning Masechtas Erevin Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom of that Pei Amud Beis, the two dots. Omer Rav Chonon Bar Rava, Omer Rav. Rav Chonon says Shem Rav. We'll see, it'll be different. Amayra will say a different thing from Rav. But Rav Chonon Bar Rava says Shem Rav. Mavui Shenifrats Mitzidoi, a Mavui alleyway that has a breach on the side of the Mavui. Halach is Mitzidoi Be'eser. On the side, you get 10 Amos. 10 amos could still be kosher if you have a breach of 10 amos. If it's more than 10 amos, no good. May roisha, if it's on the front, ba'arba, it's four. Four tvachim is possible. And then my right way is gonna ask, what's the pshat? Why in the front? The front means like this, that you have the width of the mavi is like 15 amos wide. So you have to make it smaller in order to put the kaira there. You have to put a little wall there because it has to be less than 15 amos. It has to be 10 amos wide, the front door. And in that 5 amma closure, it has a breach. That only gets 4 tefachim. Then we'll see, the Gemara is going to ask why it doesn't make sense. But the Tzidah, you get 10 ammas, and in front you get 4 tefachim. Tosis points out, Tosis of Raskam Tzidah, that the word Eser and Arba will mean different things. You know why? Because you get 10 ammas, va'ad b'chlal, for the breach. When it comes to Arba, you don't get 4 tefachim v'ad b'chal. 4 tefachim is passed already. You only have 3.9 tefachim, 3.99. By Eser, you get full Eser. That's what Tosis points out. Tosis doesn't say a reason. Tosis says, Eser ain't perushik arba. The Eser k'shal mata. Eser is like, good. V'arba k'shal maila. What's the pshat? The Ritual explains pshat is that Eser is the sheer Pesach. A Pesach is also 10 amas. You get up 10 amas. 4 is a din, mokem choshev, that's a breach. So 4 tefachim is mokem choshev, that's a breach. That's the pshat. So, afraid the Gemara, what's Pshat in the Shalacha? Why on the side we say Eser, you like to do Ata Eser because it's a Pesach, but Rosh Nami also say you get up to 10 Amos for Pesach, Rosh Nami, name of Pesachu, what's the Pshat? I'm going to put it right there, sure. Could go into Nifrat with Karen Zavis. Ech Nami, you're right. Even in the front, you get up to 10 Amos. The side, 10 Amos. So what's Pshat in 4 Tvachim? So he says, Bekaren Zavis. The Pischa Bekaren Zavis lay out the Inchi. It means, net up in the corner, the walls end right before the corner, and the other side wall ends right before the corner. Let's say you have the Mizrach wall and the Doram wall, the east and the south wall. The one ends right before the corner, the other right before the corner. You have a door in the thing. That's 4 tefachim. That pisach of Karen Zavis is 4 tefachim wide. It's a problem, and it's not kosher because pisach of Karen Zavis lay out the inchi. Now, what's pshat in shalacha? So the Chazon Ish explains very good shmak. He says, why when you have a pirtza is it considered a wall? You know why? Because it's looking like continues with the other wall as a matching thing to continue to. Here, by a corner, if there's nothing on the other corner, where is it going to? Going forever. There's nothing to match it to. So it's a bottle. The wall is an end. So if you would make a door on the corner, so then you look at it's a door. It goes to the next corner. But since you don't make a door that way on a corner, so then it looks like it's going forever, and therefore it doesn't work as a wall. So Pischa v'Karen Zava is layav d'inshi. So first, my name holds, really, the halacha of Amavu is the Pirtzas v'as Eser. You get 10 amas. By Karen Zava is only 4 tefachim. That's the first shita, Rav Chanan shita. Rav Huna Amar, and the Gir says, Rav Huna Amar Shem Rav, Rav Huna says Shem Rav, Echad Zeh v'Echad Zeh ba'arba. No, you only get 4 tefachim. Like we learned in the Pei Amud Beis, this man the Yama holds, you only get 4 tefachim, a breach in a mavi, and that's it. You can't have more than 4 tefachim. That's it. V'chein amalei Rav Huna l'Rav Chanan bar Rav. Rav Huna taka turned to Rav Chanan bar Rav and tell this, don't argue with me. I'll bring a raya. The Rav iklaid l'macharya. Rav went to a city called Macharya. But Ovid Uvdaka was saying, he did Ovid like me. He passed the mavi with more than a 4 tefachim. It was 4 tefachim breach and he passed it, even though it was less than Esamas. On Malay, so Rav Chanan answered, don't bring a raya from there. Rav bika matzav agada bagada. Rav there found a mokim to do amaratzim, Rashi says, and mazalzim a mitzvah. Therefore, he's machmer on them to make a siyog, to make a fence, to make a protection that shouldn't be over Surim. Therefore, he was machmer even on a 4 tefachim breach. But Ba'etzim, he doesn't hold like that. It's not a raya. It's not a raya from that story. So we have a chalik to Rav Huna, Rav Chanan, if it's a pirtza ba'arba or pirtza ba'esa, either 4 tefachim or 10 amas. Bring a raya that Rav Shita is like Rav Huna, and it's a problem with 4 tefachim. Why? The itmar we learned Allah. Allah is mora mavi akum. So as akdama to this, you have to know that there's a chiluk between a mavi mafulish and a mavi sasam. A mavi that has 3 walls, the way you are misaking it is putting a lechi akaira. If it has 3 walls, you make a lechi akaira. Let's say it's a mavi mafulish, which means it goes through and through. The road goes from here to the other end. Both sides are shiravim. There, the only way to misaken that is you have to have on one side a tzuras of Pesach and the other side lechi kaira, or one side has to have a delas. So if you want mandiyama, even more than lechi kaira, has to have a delas on one side and then lechi kaira on the other side. So mavi mafulis needs more than a mavi akum, more than a mavi sasim. The question is, how do you look at a mavi akum? Is that a mavi mafulis or not? The itma mavi akum. A mavi akum has two ends open to shiravim. It's a thoroughfare through. You go through mavi shiravim, one shiravim, the other shiravim. But it turns. So you look at each mavi by itself. You can say it's a mavi sasim. It's like two mavis that are both sasim. So what's the halacha? Rav Amar Terasa Kamafulish. Had a lacha mafulish, and therefore what do you have to do? Rashi explains. What you do is you put a tzuras of Pesach by the corner of the mavi, and that so, and a lechi kari bar shiravim. So therefore you have here. A lechi yikari on one side, a tzuras pesach on one side, and that same tzuras pesach can be used for other mavi also. The other mavi also, tzuras pesach here will use for that one, a lechi yikari. So two ends of shirab for lechi yikari, and middle of tzuras pesach. You could also do, put a tzuras pesach on two sides and lechi in the middle. You also could do that also, but this is just more, you kill two birds with one stone, putting tzuras pesach in the middle, it works for both mavis. So according to Rav Amar Tarasik and Mefulish, Vishmul Amar, Tarasik asasim, has din of mavi sasim. And therefore, what do you do? So Rashi has two pshatim, what you do. Either you just have to put a lechi on the two sides of shiravim, or you have to put a lechi in the middle also, because the mice is open to the other mavi, so you have to put a lechi. It's not open to shiravim, but it's open to the other mavi, so you put another lechi there, put a lechi in the middle also. That's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So the machlokes really what we have to know is machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if it's din mefulish, or din kesasim, this mavi okam, this mavi that's shaped like an L-shaped mavi. So Gemara asks, "Am I eskinon? This, when it goes from one mavi to another mavi by the top of the L, tip of the L, how big is that opening? Am I eskinon? Ilan v'yosim asks there, if that opening is more than 10 amos, how can he say it's not called mavi mafulish? That's such a big opening; it's like one big row straight of shiravim. Halim v'shmul terasik asasim, and that you're going to say is a sasim. And the Chazanish adds a little spice to the question. He says if it's more than eser, then a lechi won't work there because it's more than eser. Lechi is working more than eser, so it has to be open to the shiravim, so then it's mavim foolish. So there can't, mechagis can't be a case where it's more than eser. Ela lav, it must be, it's be'eser. It was only 10 amos or less, that opening. And still, the kami rav, terasik of a foolish. I, l'chayro, if you hold like rav, that a pirtzis eser is only it's not called a pirtza, so alma, pirtzas mavim mitzidai bedalit. So it must be that rav holds that pirtzas mavim mitzidai is bedalit. We're proving if Rav calls him a foolish, it must be something that's eser is not just considered a opening; it's considered that it's part. Because he could say, if it's more than 10, then Shmuel wouldn't argue. Teretz is less than 10, and Rav argues it must be Rav holds that less than 10 is still a problem until you have less than 4. So that's tomorrow's riot to Rav Huna. It's a riot to Rav Huna. Prince is the dal is enough. Alma, Prince is the dal. So tomorrow is Rechonim Barava. And so Rechonim Barava, Shani Hossam, the Kabaki Ba Rabim. The Chilik is the Kabaki Ba Rabim. He agrees, Rechonim agrees, that if people walk through it, then it can't be a Pirtza of more than four Tvachim Reis a problem. He agrees that if people walk through it, that's a thoroughfare, then four Tvachim Reis is called Pirtza. So if you have a Mavi with a Pirtza on the side, people walk through it, it's a problem already. Great thing, Gemara Akasha. First of all, so let's speak of something you have out there. So what does it mean that people walk through it? So it means anything that's easy to walk through, that's enough. Anything that people will walk through it, that's called already force. That's why he spoke out on the base that if someone has a wall around his field and he has a chotzer, his backyard, and he has a pirtza of 5 tvachim, so say what do you mean? If pirtza you have up to Esa. Teretz says no, because if a kulian will be a problem, because people could walk through it. People could walk through that. So Dr. Gemara was mashma. So we're talking about a case. So we're talking about a case. This machloek is talking about loy baki barabim. So what do you see? So you see mechlal de Rav Huna sava afagav loy baki barabim. So comes a Rav Huna who brings a raya from here, and he holds that even without baki barabim, because by baki barabim not machloek. We're saying we have machloek Rav Chanan Rav Huna if it's pirtzas es as the pirtzas not. Rav Chanan says no, and Rav Huna says that. He's talking about not Baka. If Baka by Rabbim, everyone agrees that the Pirtz is Barba, four Tvachim. So most of them are talking about Loi Baka by Rabbim. And still, Rav Huna holds that more than four Tvachim is a problem. And that's a problem. So that's the Kash is, Maish Rav Ami. Machlad Rav Huna says, I've got Loi Baka by Rabbim, more than four Tvachim is a Pirtz. So Maish Noma, Rav Ami, Rav Asi. We had enough Ham and Aleph. Rav Ami and Rav Asi both say that if you have a Pirtz on the side, as long as you have a Pas Dalet, it's enough. As long as it passed down the front of the mavi, it's enough. You don't care that it has a pirtzas esa. What do you mean? Even loy baki barabim, it's still a problem. So Gemara answers, Hosham the ika gedude hocha the leka gedude. The case is you have gedude, and one place you don't have gedude. The case of Rav Am Rasi, which is saying that it's not a problem, is that there's little pieces coming off the ground. They can't walk so easily through it, and therefore it's not called a pirza. It's not a problem, and there everyone will agree. You get up to 10 amas. So you get up to 10 amas. Everyone will agree for that. Yeah. Okay. So that's this Gemara over here with Mavi Akim and Mavi Mefalosh. Now the Gemara will turn to the halachos of Rishus Rabbim. Tana Rabbana. Keitzad Ma'arvin Derech Rishus Rabbim. How are you Ma'arv Rishus Rabbim? Now what is Rishus Rabbim? Rashi explains, there's a bunch of Tanoim Rishus Rabbim. Rashi says, you have to read this Rashi. Rashi says, Mashma, Rochav Sheish Esher Amah. Number one, Tanai, first Rabbim is, it's 16 Amas wide. Number two, which is really Machalikas Hashayinim, this is Rashi Shita, Ve'ir Shematsuyim Baruch Shishim Ribu. You have to have 600,000 people. Now, Rashi is Meduyik, the Ramayish Feinstein raised with Daikas Rashi, says, Ve'ir Shematsuyim Ribu. It's a city that has 600,000 people in it. Not that they have to be on the road. And Tais also really says such a thing. You don't have to have 600,000 people on the road. As long as the city has 600,000 people, and this road is in the city, it's already called 600,000 people. Like a place like Brooklyn, even though you don't want 600,000 people, don't go on Ocean Parkway, it makes no difference. It's an ear shematsuyim b'ashir ribu b'mekos shirab. That's tonight number two. Tonight number three is the aim b'choyma shahoyir shirab m'shalom mechav m'shal ashar shem mefulish. Stem the gemidva. Tonight number three, it's all one tonight, that it has to be mefulish m'shal ashar. The road has to go from one end to the other end straight through it. Now, it's a big machlekes, haintig achroinim, if a road curves, is that called mefulish or not? Rav Moshe of Aaron held, even if it turns, it's still called mefulish, but I heard from Tzion Vosner, he says that if it turns, it's not mefulish. And it makes a huge difference, because it comes out, you basically have no shiravim. Almost every road these days turns, so you don't almost have no shiravim. You save yourself a lot of heartache, and that's why Rav Tzion Vosner Taka made a lot of Arab in big cities, and this is one of the things that you can be samech on. He has a lot of different tzerufim. He has more than one tzeruf, but a lot of tzerufim. These are one of the tzerufim that if it curves, it's not called mefulish. Akaponim, that's the Rosh Hashirabim. Rashi tells you, sets down what exactly Rosh Hashirabim is. Now, how do you ma'arav Hashirabim? So it says in the Braisa, Ois a tzeruf pesach, mekam, alechim, mekarim, mekana. Once I make a tzeruf pesach, los alechim, mekarim. That's the Tanakama. Once I tzeruf pesach enough, basically that makes into three walls, then you have alechim, mekarim, ozart, gevaldik. Chananya Omar, no, it says B'chalik Zosham V'Yisil. Chananya B'Sham V'Yimrim, it's a Delos Mekam, a Delos Mekam, you have to make a door on each side, when you go in and out, you have to close it, open and close it. V'Yisil O'Yimrim, it's a Delos Mekam, you make one door from this side, and we'll see if it has to be closed or not. V'Lechi V'Kayir Mekam, and you make a Lechi V'Kayir on the other side. So we have three shittas really. The Tanakama holds two as a Pesach enough. B'Sham V'Yimrim, you need a Delos on both sides. And Beisil says, Adelus wants Alechia and Kairi on the other side. And Tanakama says, Tuas Pesach and Kairi on the other side. That's the Machlegasi ahead of Ma'arev, a Rishus Rabbah.